We're joined on the line today by the founder of a new NHS campaign.
So my name is Professor Brian Dolan. I'm a visiting professor of nursing at the Oxford Institute for Nursing, Midwifery and Allied Health Research. And I'm the creator of the End PJ Paralysis campaign.
What is that exactly?
So what it's about is encouraging patients who are in hospital to get up, get dressed, get moving, so that they can get home sooner. Because what we know is if you stay in bed for too long, actually can be harmful. We know this now, we understand it better. And it's a process called deconditioning. So you can lose muscle, you can feel miserable. And this has been going back decades. There's a lot of good evidence around this. So if you get up and you get dressed and you get moving, you also feel better as well in yourself. And really importantly, people are known to get home sooner. And that has to be good for anyone because patients' time is the most important currency in healthcare.
So what sort of things should patients on the wards do to get more active?
Well, one of the things that people can do, and this has started to take off in a number of places, and it's something that's so simple, it's literally change your pillowcase yourself as a patient every day. And what that can actually do is, I mean, let's be honest, being in hospital is a pretty boring place. Change your pillow is actually physiotherapy. You're using your shoulder muscles, your arm muscles, going into unarmed combat with an NHS pillow. And it's something to do. But the other thing about it is getting up, going for a walk, seeing how far you can go, take yourself to the toilet, taking yourself to the shower. Just walking up and down the ward. Actually, if you feel well enough to do so, going downstairs and having a cup of coffee. But the really great bit is if you can get yourself dressed in day shoes, you know, in shoes, in footwear, you will be safer. You will be safer on your feet, but also you're going to feel a whole lot better. You'll stand taller and you're no longer a patient. Actually, you're a person with a backstory. It's not about forcing people out of bed, but what is really important is if people feel they can do this, then they can do this, and then they walk out that door to the place they call home sooner.
Brian, is there anything practical that friends and family can do to help?
Yeah, actually, absolutely. I mean, one of the best things that families can do is bring in clothes to bring in nice loose clothes. They don't have to be tight trousers or anything like that, but bringing in clothes, bringing in somebody's toiletries, bringing in toothbrush, hearing aids, glasses, all those things, they may seem little, but actually they're very, very important for people to do so. And families helping patients, two of the most important groups and the most underused groups in healthcare are patients and relatives. And a lot of relatives, they really want to help. They don't quite know what to do. And sometimes it can be as simple as, we live together in each other's home, and why don't I help you get dressed? Because I sometimes do that when we're at home. It doesn't have to be the nurse that does that. And a lot of the time, actually, that's what carers really want to do and they love to do. And actually, everybody wins. And when it works for patients, I can promise you this, when it works for patients, it always is working for the staff too, because if there's one thing staff want, it's for patients to get better, to be with their loved ones sooner. And the joy that this, the noun of this campaign is joy, because I have seen all over photographs on Facebook, on Twitter, staff absolutely delighted seeing their patients up and dressed and moving.
Thanks very much to Professor Brian Dolan for talking to us here on your local hospital radio station.